This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Durham City Manager Tom Bonfield said that a report on police practices reveals unexplained racial disparities in police activities. He's made dozens of recommendations to the mayor and city council, among them a semi-annual review of police traffic stop data. Yesterday, Bonfield officially presented his proposal to the city council and Mayor Bill Bell in front of a packed assembly. And here to tell us about yesterday's long-awaited work session is WUNC reporter Jorge Valencia. Jorge, welcome.
Hello, Frank.
Let's set the backdrop for this story a little bit and tell us what led to this report that was finally revealed by City Manager Bonfield yesterday.
Well, last fall, Durham Mayor Bill Bell ordered the City Human Relations Commission to review complaints that, among other things, the police department was engaging in discrimination and racially profiling people. And, you know, over the last year or a few years, there have been a few bruises to, or several bruises to the police's reputation. Among them, just, you know, looking back most recently, a deputy chief resigned and he sued the department citing discrimination. And then we had a few cases last year in which people died in, somehow connected to the police. We had a 33-year-old Hispanic man last summer who was wielding a knife and he was fatally shot by a police officer. And then in the fall, we had a Hispanic teenager, his name was Jesus Huerta, who died, was fatally shot while in custody of the police. So some of these are things that the police have been cleared of, but it amounts to really a distrust in the community of the police.
The Human Relations Commission, in its report, found, quote, racial bias and profiling are present in the Durham Police Department practices. That was their report. Then City Manager Bonfield did a larger survey. So tell us a little bit about his investigation.
Yeah, he responded to that report and he made 34 recommendations. He laid them out in a document that was 131 pages. He released it on Monday. And at the meeting yesterday, the mayor himself said and the council member said, hey, it's a pretty comprehensive, it's a pretty detailed report. We haven't had a chance to review it yet. But at the center of it, we are looking at the consent to search people. So the manager recommended that police officers always get written consent to search somebody's house. Not so for vehicles. He said that people, you know, the officers could get verbal consent, they could record video getting consent, they could record audio getting consent. Now, there were some community groups who were not very happy with that. They think that they need to go a little bit further.
Also, one of the complaints, one of the concerns among the many civic groups who have brought these complaints was the arrests on small charges, particularly for small amounts of marijuana.
That's right. And the city of Durham does not have the ability to decriminalize possession of marijuana. And the state of North Carolina is not going to, there's no really indication that the state is going to decriminalize that. But a locality such as the city of Durham does have the ability to make it its lowest law enforcement priority. And the report sort of addressed that. But what they're saying right now, at least city officials, is that, you know, we can't do that by ourselves. We need the collaboration of the district attorney's office, of judges, of the sheriff's office. So that's another thing that they're looking at that is still left angling.
So what we have is a slight gap between what the Human Relations Commission found in its report, racial bias and profiling are present in the Durham Police Department. What City Manager Bonfield says in his report is that unexplained racial disparities are found in police practices. So there's a bit of a gap. And to explain that, he recommends semi-annual data reports, updates on traffic stops. Is that right?
That's right. And there were several community groups who spoke at this hearing yesterday. The hearing was just supposed to be a presentation from the city manager. But, I mean, so many people showed up that, Frank, they had it initially at the city council chambers. They had to move it to a bigger room in the main floor of the city hall building to accommodate everybody. And even then, there were people spilling out into the hallway. And the mayor said, you know what? this was supposed to be a presentation, not a public forum, but let's hear people out. And a total of 19 people spoke, and they included some pretty important groups here in the city. We're talking about the People's Alliance, the Durham Committee on the Affairs of Black People. And there was this one pastor. His name was Mark Anthony Middleton. He was representing a basically an association of most of the churches here in Durham. It's called Durham Can. And he said something that really crystallized how they felt about getting written consent and the impact that they think that it has on particularly black young men from police officers getting that written consent.
I dare say that if our white fellow citizens were subject to these statistics, no one would be discussing the challenges a piece of paper would present to situational control. This is the United States of America. It's supposed to be difficult to stop and search and detain people. We designed it that way.
As you pointed out, this is a work session for the city council. Ordinarily, they just meet by themselves and go over the reports and talk about stuff. They're open to the public. Of course, their big meetings, public meetings, are on Monday nights, and that's when the public's invited to comment. So this is unusual to have this many people show up and comment on it. We're talking now about a recommendation. What he's talking about is the city manager in his report didn't go as far as some people would like in insisting that every traffic stop, if it's going to result in a search, be accompanied by a written consent.
Yeah, and so what he is suggesting, you know, is that police officers get consent to search a vehicle and document it somehow. Video, audio, maybe written, or maybe just verbal, and then the officer would document that they got that verbal consent. And the city manager's rationale for it is something that he called, you know, control of the situation, that the officer, if he pulls somebody over and he has to go back to his car to get this form and go back to the person and get the form, you know, it might create perhaps a safety liability for the officer, or he might somehow lose control of the situation.
There is a recommendation that some kind of recording device be rolling all the time, because that's not now policy, and sometimes it's on and sometimes it's not, right?
That's right. But even then, potentially if there's a device in the car, you know, might not record the audio that's happening outside of the car.
All right. So we talked about the fact that another recommendation would be to lower the priority for a marijuana arrest. And Mayor Bell commented on that. He said, you know, it's not just up to us.
We can't do this by ourselves. And I think that's been made very clear. Unless we have the support of the sheriff, the DA's office, the chief district court judge, the magistrate's office, probation, they've got to be at the table.
By and large, the people there were concerned about what they considered racial profiling. Were there any defenders, anyone who said that this was unfair or spoke in behalf of the police practices as they're currently being practiced?
Yeah, I counted 19 people who spoke before city council. Two of them did speak in favor of the police. They said that, and in favor of the police chief, Jose Lopez. And they said that these are people who deeply care about the community. They're doing what they think is best for the community. I think maybe it's human nature to show up when you have something to complain about and not so much when you have something to support. But yeah, there were two people who were retired police officers who were supporting the police department.
And Chief Jose Lopez was there, and you talked to him after the meeting.
The way I react to it is that I know these individuals, so I really don't want to make a comment. It's not a question of strangers coming up and speaking and saying things that I've never heard before. I've heard these things before, and I'll continue. I digest them, deal with them. Many of them don't wish to meet with me. That's fine. But we're willing to sit down with any group in order to see what their concerns are and also to give them some, because clearly some of them need the facts.
This has been pretty much a consistent line from the police chief, that these groups are have their own agenda and refuse to meet. Although I do think many of the groups have. What is he talking about when he says refuse to meet with me? I did think that those groups were anxious to meet with the chief.
Well, he was speaking of about a broad spectrum of people. I mean, some of the people who spoke yesterday were from some of these influential community groups. Some were just individuals, people who live in the city who feel strongly about this. And, you know, there have been some people who have refused to meet with the police department. For instance, last fall when Jesus Huerta died, there were rallies, there were vigils, and the police tried to get a hold of some of the people who organized these because, you know, some of them wound up turning into – they were violent. The police said that they tried to get a hold of some of the people who scheduled them, who led them, and that they got the phone hung up on them. So he's speaking about a broad spectrum of people, and you know, some of them perhaps have taken up that opportunity and some others haven't.
And there's a broad spectrum of opinion represented at that meeting. I think the chief at one time it's thought that it was only a few people who were interested in this, but the coalitions that were there yesterday represent a broad cross-section of Durham?
Yeah. I mean, if, for instance, you know, Pastor Mark Anthony Middleton, whom we heard from just a few seconds ago, he represents Durham Kent. I'm just going to spell it out: Durham Congregations, Associations, and Neighborhoods. And this is, you know, not just white churches, not just black churches. This is a multiracial organization that represents many, many of the congregations here in the city.
All right. So what's next now? The city council has heard it. What do they do next?
Well, the mayor scheduled this for their agenda on September 2nd. They could decide to take some sort of action on these recommendations from the city manager. They could, the mayor himself said, you know, they could not take action. But that's sort of what the expectation right now is, and what people are looking forward to is September 2nd to see, once they have a chance to review this, see what they decide to do.
Great. Jorge, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
Jorge Valencia, WUNC reporter. You can find out more on this story at our website, WUNC.org. Just ahead, a new film documents the struggle of gay black Muslim women in the South. You'll hear that story on The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.